From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by a few hundred meters from military headquarters. A local official says the blast appears to have been caused by a car bomb. No one has claimed responsibility. 61 people were wounded in the explosion. More than 100 UN trucks have brought desperately needed food, medicine, and other humanitarian relief to five Syrian towns under siege by Syrian forces or rebels. Nearly 100,000 people will now be fed and given medical treatment under an agreement between the Syrian government and the United Nations. The trucks reached a rebel-held town near Damascus. Other vehicles reached two towns in northwestern Idlib province, besieged by rebels. And UN trucks also entered two other towns near Damascus under siege by Syrian forces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea. Those comments followed the news that China has deployed surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls.
We have said repeatedly with respect to China that the standard that should be applied to all countries with respect to the South China Sea is no militarization.
John Kerry. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruhakana Rugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. He urged all registered Ugandans to turn out for the vote. The Prime Minister's appeal comes as fears mount that Thursday's vote could turn violent, but he says there is no cause for alarm. This is VOA News.